For more than 50 years, the Akakik Foundation has stewarded the shores of the Piscataway Park on the Potomac River. It was one of the nation's first land trusts founded to protect the view from George Washington's Mount Vernon across the river. With Maryland Humanities Council's support, the Akakik Foundation will host Food for Thought on September 20th, an outdoor festival that includes a panel of experts and authors on the topic of eating locally, family-friendly activities, workshops, and of course, food. Andrea Jones, Director of Programs and Visitor Engagement, tells us more.
I'd have to go back more than four generations in my family to find an ancestor who farmed for a living. And my story is not unique. Today, less than 2% of Americans grow the crops that feed the rest of us. Some people attribute this feat as a miracle of modern technology. From gas-powered tractors to nitrogen fertilizer, humans have created a farming industry as efficient as a factory assembly line. And we don't just feed Americans. Over a third of our harvests are exported cheaply around the world. But there are drawbacks to having so few farmers. Just go down to your local elementary school and ask the kids about that bag of chips they just scarfed down. What's it made of? Where do potatoes come from? And you're likely to get answers like, the grocery store, or my mom. Knowledge about food that was once ordinary now seems like fodder for trivial pursuit. Here's the bottom line. As a whole, we've become disconnected from our food and the land that provides it. So should we return to a smaller-scale, locally-based food system like our ancestors once had? There are increasing numbers of consumers who have latched on to the so-called locavore movement. They advocate supporting local farmers, eating seasonally, and rejecting the big agricultural companies. And many of us do, because we want to do the right thing. It's worth it to pay a little more for a tomato bought from a guy in a flannel shirt at our local farmer's market, right? It's more personal. It tastes better. It reminds us of something lost, a connection the checkout line just can't deliver. And as evidence of our recent love affair with local, the numbers of farmer's markets since the 1990s has actually quadrupled. At Akakik Foundation, we chose to focus on this topic to create a new kind of festival event. Our new annual program called Food for Thought brings together James McWilliams, author of the controversial book Just Food, Where Locavores Get It Wrong and How We Can Truly Eat Responsibly, along with local farmer and activist Forrest Pritchard, co-chairperson of Slow Food DC, Sarah McKinley, and culinary educator Juju Harris to have a lively talk show-style discussion on the best ways to eat sustainably and why perhaps eating local may not be the magic pill we're looking for. Now, I've always been the sort of person who tries to vote with my wallet, and I care about making responsible choices when buying food, and I think a lot of people do, but it can be challenging. Helping Marylanders to navigate these choices is a big part of Akakik Foundation's mission. There is no one way to buy responsibly, so we use our colonial farm to give some perspective about how we've gotten to this point, and our organic farm to teach about the options presented to us today. It's really about informed choice and empowering people to realize that the course of history is in their hands.
Find out more about the September 20th Food for Thought Festival at Piscataway Park at akakikfoundation.org or click the link on the WYPR podcast page for this segment. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as ethics and art history, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.